We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle, Eddie Krawick. 6.820 at 195.56. He has two number ones thus far this year. Current points leader. You know, coming out on Friday, you know, getting that number one, is that, you know, what you guys want to do when you unloaded the bikes this morning?
Yeah, for sure. You know, anytime you can, I say it all the time, it kind of sets your tone for the weekend. It lets you know, first of all, that you're in the field no matter what happens, because you know you're not going to get bumped out in that situation. So, more important, it lets us come out here and try things, because then it's like, okay, we have a really good baseline. We know where home is, and now we can experiment a little. And we made a couple changes there for that last round. I'll be honest here. Nobody really thought we were going to be racing on a track that good, because of the fact we sat in the lanes for 2 hours over a pro mod mishap, and you know that nobody can control. So you know, we were a little behind on the track and the clutch setup, so my bike was a little too over aggressive just from being too soft, if that makes sense. So you know, it's all good. We have an understanding of where we need to be. It's going to help, because tomorrow we're supposed to be a little cooler than it was today during the day, and getting into better conditions. We should have overall better track conditions, everything along those lines. So I think this is going to help us build on tomorrow. So I'm excited about that and for the rest of the weekend.
So does this help you relax for tomorrow now? I mean, knowing that you're number one, you're in the field, you pretty much set it.
You know, I wouldn't say it helps you relax anymore, because for me, it's about going out there. You want to go low ET every round, get little bonus points. Those bonus points are big points right now, because 3 points at a time, if you can get that or keep the people from getting it that are behind you from getting them, you're better off. So it's about trying to keep the points deficit moving away from each other instead of grouping all together. And you know, sometimes at the end of the year, 1 point means a lot. I've lost championship by two, so I know how important 1 or 2 points means. But really, I think right now it's about making good runs down the track, getting good data, and know going into race day what you have under you. So that's definitely, I wouldn't say a comfort zone, but it's comforting knowing you're not going to get bumped out, because I really do believe the field's going to tighten up come tomorrow. You saw that session, it got closer. I think tomorrow with the cooler weather, it's going to give the opportunity for everybody else to kind of crunch it up a little more.
This is a bit of a delicate question, but you're good at the delicate questions. You might have seen the press of a week or so ago where one of your better, Vance and Hines' better customers was a little upset about the third bike being here, and now you've got Vance and Hines Harleys 1, 2, and 3.
I think the way it was put out there last week was creative media writing, and it wasn't written in the correct context of the way it was meant to be said. So that's what I believe. I believe it's portrayed one way and it's written another way. So I'm not worried about it. It's irrelevant, really, in the situation as far as I'm concerned. Right. If I had another bike sitting in our shop, I'd bring it out here and it'd be racing, because we're allowed 4 bikes as a pro team, and I'd be out here with 4 motorcycles. So it is what it is. If people don't like it, so be it. We're here to race. Come here, race. Don't talk about it on the internet or at home. Be here and race.
Right.
Qualify.
Right.
If you want to qualify, beat the best.
Right.
That's it. That's what I got for you.
I told you you're good. You're good at it.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thanks.